Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Just a quick introduction of myself. My name is Jeff Ditzenberger. Before we get started, I just want to put it out there that we are going to be talking about some pretty sensitive subjects that can potentially trigger people. We'll be talking about suicide, and we just want to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, if the conversation is too much, that there's nothing wrong with shutting it off. There's also nothing wrong with calling a national suicide hotline if you need to talk to somebody, and that number is 988, and there are trained volunteers who will help you through. And I hope that everybody enjoys this podcast, but I just wanted to do due diligence and let everybody know what the subject matter is about. I'm a former dairy farmer, a crop farmer, also a veteran. I've been in agriculture pretty much my entire life. And I started a foundation called TUGS, which is Talking, Understanding, Growing, and Supporting, because even big ships need a little ship sometimes. And basically, it was a premise of, after having my own suicide attempt back in 92 when I got back from Iraq, and there was all kinds of stuff going on back home and whatnot as well, that I tried to end my own life by starting an abandoned building on fire, decided that was a bad idea, and then actually kept it a secret until 2014. And the reason I did that was I was less embarrassed of having the stigma of being a firefighter and a veteran and having a felony on my record, as opposed to admitting that I was a male firefighter, veteran, farmer who had tried to die by suicide. And that's been kind of the mission of TUGS now, is to let people know that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to talk about your problems. So it's okay to be a guy and, you know, ask someone for help. And not just guys. I mean, it's, you know, let's be honest, mental distress and depression and PTS and, you know, the barrage of other things that are out there definitely affect everybody in our society. But there's a few silent ones of us that, you know, have been told all of our lives that we got to keep our feelings in check and we got to keep our emotions in check. And, you know, we can't cry in front of our peers or even our family as far as that goes. And that's one of the main goals of my nonprofit, is to get rid of those stigmas that surround mental health and suicide and all those things that go with it. So the way that it came about then is in 2014, I ended up burying a really, really good friend of mine who also happened to be a customer and a dairy farmer. Didn't see any of those warning signs, didn't catch on to anything. And we talked pretty regular, you know, on a weekly basis at least. And it hit me pretty hard. And I decided between that and some other life events that had happened, that it was time to bring some light to the darkness with people. And at the time, I was a Farm Bureau president for our local county. I got asked to write a blog. I wrote the blog. It was supposed to be something related to agriculture. And so I ended up kind of came out of the closet, so to speak, and talked about my own suicide attempt and, you know, how farmers are, you know, always thought to be very resilient. You know, we kind of keep to ourselves. We're out on the farm all the time because we're so busy and whatnot. And it wasn't received very well when I sent it to be published. And I said, you know, this is something that we just need to talk about. We need to rip the Band-Aid off and we need to start talking about it, because we're losing members, we're losing dairy farmers, we're losing crop farmers. It finally got agreed to be published, and the response was actually a lot more positive than what I originally had thought it was going to be, even myself. And shortly after that, Casey Langan, who was the director of communications at the time for Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, got a hold of me, and he said, hey, my wife would like to talk to you. And I said, all right. And she asked me if I'd be willing to do a presentation for Madison Dane Communities Guys Night Out, which was going to be a night of talk about men and mental health. And I figured, you know, guys night out, probably, you know, some pizza and root beer, and I can kind of talk some smack and whatnot. And I said, yeah, I said, I can do that. And on the way up there, I looked at my speech, and I was like, I don't know that this is what I should talk about. And I ripped it up and threw it in the McDonald's bag from the McDonald's that I decided not to eat either because I didn't feel the best. And one of my friends, Scott, who ended up being one of the helpers and the co-founder of my foundation, and my uncle who went with us, and his best friend, Mark, were like, "Isn't that your speech?" And I was like, "Yeah, it is." And they go, "What are you going to talk about?" I said, "I don't know, but that's not it." And when we got up there, there was two things that happened. Is one, there was a lot of ladies in the audience, which kind of changed my momentum on, you know, how I was going to address this. And two, they talked about my military career in the Navy. And when I was thinking about that, there's one thing that kind of stuck out to me. And so I said, in order for our ship to get into port, and our ship was the size of Camp Randall Stadium, it's absolutely huge. My hometown had 415 people. My ship had a little over 450 on it, to give you an idea how big this thing was. In order to get into port safe, or if we broke down in the middle of the ocean, they would only send us a tugboat to help us. And coming into port, you know, they'd shut everything off, and there was a sense of calm. And, you know, you could hear the little the bump as the tugboat hit you to push you into port. And then there'd be another bump, and then there'd be this magical voice that came across this magical box that said, you know, "We're safe at home. If you're are safe in port, if you got to work, child's at six. If you don't, go see your families." And I got to thinking, you know, why can't life be like that? Like, if you're a big ship out there struggling and need some help or assistance, or need to get back home safe, or need to have a conversation, you know, why can't we find that? And on the way home, then I said to Scott, I said, "Dude, I think I want to start a nonprofit." And of course, his first words were, "Well, you already farm. Do you really need another one?" And I kind of chuckled, and I said, "Well, maybe this one would have less government regulation," which also is not necessarily the way that it goes. And I stayed awake that night and came up with TUGS, talking, understanding, growing, and supporting, because even big ships need little ships sometimes. And so what it's done for us, and especially for me, is that a couple of years after we were founded, HBO Vice News came out, and at that time it was one of the highest farmer suicide rates that we had seen in ages. And got together with a group of farmers, and we had a conversation on film, and, you know, talked about the struggles and the challenges and stuff like that, that farmers go through on a daily basis. And, you know, there's so many caveats to what our farmers go through, you know, from the crop guys that plant crops, you know, they put a seed in the ground and basically hope for the best. And you know, they don't have any control over the weather. They don't have any control over, you know, the commodity prices and stuff like that, and the uncertainty of that. And you know, when you look at dairy farmers and their, you know, the animals that they've got to take care of, and that prized cow, the best cow of the herd, that struggles with that during that calving process, and, you know, the farmers out there in 20 below weather, and they're trying to get that calf and save that calf and save that mama cow, or the beef producers, or the hog producers, or the cranberry growers, and all of these other agricultural industries, you know, that have such proud people. But pride doesn't pay the bills, and sometimes, you know, bad things happen to good people. And where is their outlet? Where is their opportunity to talk to other people? And they speak a different language too. That was one of the barriers that we've tried to work on with TUGS, is to make it so farmers have someone that they can talk to that understands their philosophy and their business, but maybe isn't necessarily going through the exact same thing at the time, so that they can get some clarity and they can be told that, hey, it's just a bad day, might even be a bad week, but it's not a bad life. What you do has purpose. What you bring to the table is safe, and it's economical, and people need you on a daily basis, you know. And that's the ultimate goal with my nonprofit. We don't offer counseling. I myself personally am a certified peer specialist. The only way you can be a peer specialist is if you have actual lived-in experience. And what I mean by that is you either have to have alcohol addiction, drug addiction, maybe have been in jail, which I was. You know, those different challenges that not everybody with a PhD behind their name is going to have. And there's nothing wrong with therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists at all. They're some of my favorite people. But to be able to actually talk to someone who's actually gone through some of the same stuff that you're going through and understands what's going on there is definitely, you know, beneficial. to be able to get over some of the challenges that you're going through. But the biggest thing that we do is we try to provide resources to get people in touch with the people that they need to talk to. I mean, the most common one is the 988, the National Suicide Hotline, which there's even a misconception about that, you know, where people think that, you know, if they call that line, they're going to send somebody out with an ambulance and the sheriff's department, and they're going to haul them away. And that's not at all what that organization does. They're trained volunteers that will listen to what you're going through and understand that you just need someone to vent to, that you just need someone to talk to, and, you know, give you that sense of peace and that sense of hey, it's just I'm having a rough day, and that's okay to have that rough day because there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm not one who's going to tell you that things are going to be better tomorrow because I can't predict the future. But I do know that from my own personal experience that when you find people that understand what you're going through and understand that you just need an ear to listen to and that you have all of these challenges, but at the end of the day, you still got a job to do and you want to push through that, that's what we want to do. We want to tell, you know, we want to tell everyone out there, not just farmers, not just veterans, not just men, but everyone out there that you have a purpose. You have people's lives that you've affected in a way that has made them enjoy their lives as well. And they look to whatever that event was, whether you gave them a special gift or you said something nice to them or whatever that is. You know, my personal opinion is that everybody on this earth has a purpose. And there's a good purpose behind that. The other thing that we want everybody to know from our standpoint as an organization from Tugs is that there is someone out there that'll listen. And if you're one of those people out there that's listening to this and you've been that listener, you know, make sure you're a sponge. Make sure you just let that person, you know, talk about what they want to talk about. Don't listen to answer and respond. Listen to just soak it all in. And then say, you know, do you want some advice from me or did you just need to get that out? Or, you know, maybe there's a possibility that, you know, there's somebody professional that they want to talk to and they want you to be that support person to take them to that. But I think in our fast-paced society that we have right now and everything that's going on in agriculture, everything that went on with the election, you know, this is a time that we as a society can definitely pick up the pieces, pick up the slack. Take care of one another, you know, get off of social media and go visit one of your neighbors, and, you know, have a conversation with them. Or if you're in the grocery store, you know, say hi to people or say good morning or you know, tell people that they're awesome. I myself, every day I do it on Snapchat. I used to do it via text messaging, but now on Snapchat every day, I send out about 300 Snapchats, all at the same time, obviously, but it's always some kind of a you matter or, you know, don't give up the good fight, or, you know, maybe if you're in a dark place, you're just a seed who's been planted, you know, the rain's going to come and the sun's going to come and you're going to flourish out of that dark spot. You know, just being mindful and present of everything that's going on around us and telling farmers, you know, how important they are. If you're a non-farming person that's listening to this podcast right now, you know, and you know a farmer, reach out to them and just say, hey, I appreciate the milk that you produce for the cheese, or I appreciate the bacon that comes from your hogs, or, you know, the long hours that you put in. And, you know, our ultimate message at the end of the day is that in a world where you can be anything you want, just be kind, and kindness goes a long ways, and it doesn't cost anything. We do have a website. It's called tugsgroup.org, and that's tugsgroup.org. You can email us at tugsgroup@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook as well, too. There's also a link to contact us from the website. You know, just also know, too, there are other resources out there. The Wisconsin Farm Center has vouchers for mental health to go see a therapist. I know that's one of the things that's been very heavily discussed in the Farm Bill, which sounds like it's going to stay in there where, you know, farmers can call the Wisconsin Farm Center and be able to talk to an actual licensed therapist as well, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there's that too. But my biggest message to everybody out there is please, please, please just reach out. If you're having a rough day, reach out. And if you're the person that receives that call, just listen. You know, we talk about stigma all the time. And that's one of the biggest goals of my organization, is to address the stigmas and to hopefully eventually at some point in time get rid of those stigmas. But I look at it this way. If you had the ability to pick up the phone and call somebody while you're having a heart attack, why would you not do the same thing if you're going through, you know, depression or a tough time? You know, there's people out there that'll listen. There's people out there that'll help. And again, like I said, in a world where you can literally be anything you want, be kind. And you never know who you've talked to during the day, whose life you might have impacted in a positive way without even knowing it. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we all really need to strive to do. I know we're having this conversation during what is supposed to be the most joyous time of the year. You know, we've got Thanksgiving and then right into Christmas and then right into New Year's, you know, and it's all about Christmas lights and getting together with family and everything else. But believe it or not, this is the time of year where there's the most suicide rates per capita of any other time of the year, you know. So just remember that not everybody's holiday season is necessarily the best. Maybe they're going through the first holiday without a loved one, or, you know, they've got military family that's not going to be home. You know, just when you're out doing that shopping for Christmas presents and stuff, just remember there's some people that maybe don't have it quite as good. And we want people to understand that even though, you know, it's a festive time of year, that even during the holidays, it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to validate those feelings for them, and it's okay to have a conversation with them and, you know, maybe take them over a tin of Christmas cookies or, you know, something just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I know times are tough, but, you know, there's hopefully brighter days on the way.
Our thanks to Jeff Ditzenberger for sharing on this week's PDP podcast. Jeff's been a member of the agricultural community his entire life and founded the group TUGS. That stands for Talking, Understanding, Growing, and Supporting. It's a community nonprofit dedicated to promoting mental wellness and ending the stigma around seeking help for suicide. For more info, go to tugsgroup.org. Thank you again for listening this week. And for archive podcasts, head to pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.